Hi, I'm Preet Kelsey, and this is a podcast version of my online show, Preet TV. If you want to watch the video version, then please go to preetkelsey.com/PreetTV, where you'll find this and many other episodes. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, I'm Preet Kelsey, and you're watching Preet TV. And why are you watching Preet TV? Because you want to be in this space that supports you to design a life you love with passion, confidence, and purpose. So let's begin. Now, we all know what it feels like to be stuck. Maybe it's that our career has gone a bit sluggish. Or maybe we find that our creativity seems to be on hold. Or we've still not got around to dating. Maybe the right time just doesn't seem to arrive. Or are we F-A-F-ing? Now, what do I mean by faffing? Well, there are usually three sneaky buddies that keep us stuck. Fear, avoidance, and fantasy. Fear that it's not possible or we won't be able to do something. Avoidance of taking those difficult steps we need to take when meeting our challenges. And fantasizing. Thinking, dreaming, and more thinking, and more dreaming without actually taking any action to make our goals really happen. Living with any of these three buddies on a very frequent basis, well, will make us inactive and stuck. So I'm going to say it again. Don't FAF. Don't faff around. Instead, get on working on the opposites. Firstly, number one, don't fear. Are you afraid to take the next step towards your personal or career vision? Do you find talking yourself out of it or convincing yourself it's not really what you want? Hey, I hold my hands up here too. I fear taking the steps to develop some of my goals and I just want to back off. I'd rather stay home and watch Frozen. But I know that's not going to get me there. So I've got to overcome that. How? Well, I get my journal and I set my mind to the be honest zone. And I write down what I'm afraid of. I write down as many fears as possible, no matter how ridiculous they seem. Then for each one, I write down an action I can take to change that fear. And once I have done that, I'm not stuck on it anymore. I know I can get out of it and move on. I just need to take that action. Yay. Right, next one, number two, don't avoid. Have you been planning that crucial talk since January last year, 2018? Do you write website in the diary every Monday morning? Come Friday, is still there, uncrossed? Do you make excuses for not reaching out to someone who could help you with your big idea or someone who can help you out with the chores that you've got? As human beings living with fears and uncertainties, we can be willing to do certain things towards our goals, but not others. Why? Well, because they're difficult. They make us feel exposed or push us out of our comfort zone. So that action we need to take just keeps getting rewritten into the diary again and again and never actually happens. You get me? Believe me, I've been there. My weekly planner has write pre-TV scripts in it since July last year. And my avoidance tactics included, I'm not in the writing zone. I got too much going on. I don't feel inspired. So what did I do? I stopped making excuses and I held myself accountable to my 21-year-old. Yep. I told her that I would write three scripts in a week and release the first episode on, well, today. That's holding yourself accountable. I wrote 9 scripts in that week. To feel inspired again, I joined a new gym with killer workouts. This got me into my body and doing new stuff that I thought was impossible for me to do. Let the creative juices free fall. To get back into the writing zone, I started reading one book a week. I literally see words everywhere now. So don't avoid. Take a breath. Take the action. And if you want to celebrate tricky actions after they're done, go ahead. You deserve it. I'm going to be biting into a fudge brownie after I sign off here. And finally, number three, don't fantasize. Have you ever heard the phrase, a vision without action is just a fantasy? Well, I completely believe this. repeatedly fantasizing about situations, even those close to our hearts or which have great meaning, are still just fantasies. They don't make anything happen, people. They just take up time and distract us from doing what we actually need to do, which is to take regular, bite-sized action towards our goals and make our progress happen. Taking the action also gives the vision a chance to expand and evolve. Fantasies, on the other hand, just replay over and over with no result. Sand, huh? What we want is visualization with action. So stop the fantasies and make the vision a reality. How are you going to do that? Take action. So there you have it. How to release yourself from being stuck. After all, being stuck is a choice. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Have you been stuck for a long time and not sure why? Do you find yourself avoiding taking action? Please share your thoughts in comments below. You never know who you might inspire to take some action. If you like this video, found it useful, then subscribe to Preet TV and share it. You can also get the latest episode straight into your inbox every fortnight Tuesday by signing up to the No Do Be newsletter. So come on over to preetkelsey.com and sign up. Know your passions, do everything with confidence, and be purposeful. Thank you so much for watching, and I'll catch you soon. See ya!